This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving weekend. Welcome, and we appreciate you being here. We've got a great hour lined up for you. In this hour of the broadcast, Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, the man behind the website, thedetroitbureau.com, is going to be joining us to tell us all about some of the stories making headlines in the Motor City and around the automotive world. A little bit later on in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who's a interesting guy, a former race car driver, now the owner of a diesel racing car team, and also Mark Evans, ASC certified mechanic, also may be stopping on by. Telephone wise, the telephone number remains the same. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime 24/7. It's bob@boblongradio.com. bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He's an esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to NPR, and the founder and publisher of thedetroitbureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Before we talk about some of the stories that have been happening in the last couple of days, since I didn't make it out to the City of Angels for the L.A. Auto Show, just wanted to get your take on some of the more important unveils and happenings in L.A. Certainly, Ford got a lot of publicity off their upcoming GT350 for 2016.
Ford got a lot of play for two vehicles. You had the Shelby GT350, as you mentioned. This is the first real performance spinoff since they introduced the Mustang only a few months ago. And they will, by the way, be having more to come. I'm hearing that there's an even more potent version of the 350 to come, possibly at the Detroit Auto Show. And, of course, a little bit longer longer down the pike, we're going to see probably the Shelby GT500, and who knows what's going to come, but expect to see the muscle of that new Mustang get pumped up and up and up. Now, there's another big announcement that Ford made in L.A., and that was the upgraded Ford Explorer. You know, this is one major SUV in the market, one of the originals to take what was then pretty much just an off-road class of vehicles and turn it into very much the mainstream. And so there's a lot riding on the upgrade of the Explorer that we just saw.
Absolutely. GM also had a number of announcements, including in the high-performance realm, the incarnation of the ATS, both in coupe and sedan form.
When you talk about what's coming from Cadillac, it's hard to keep up because there will be so many changes to come. This is a brand, as you recall, Bob, that had barely any products in its portfolio. Only a handful of vehicles a couple of years ago, and some of them, like the Escalade, were getting really long in the tooth. Now we've seen a new Escalade upgrade. We've seen the ATS, the XTS, and we've been hearing plans about a new flagship, the CT6, and now they're even going to go higher. Johann Denischen, the new head of Cadillac, is talking about even pushing up as high as $250,000 to take on the likes of that would even push into the Bentley territory, never mind Mercedes and BMW. But the big story in Los Angeles was the introduction of the next generation of their V series. And the ATS-V, this is some great power. It's almost Corvette levels of power, 450 horsepower, all the more impressive because it comes from an upgraded version of the little V6 twin turbo that they have in the current ATS Sport.
Very good. That's going to be a very interesting vehicle to drive. Another kind of surprise story coming out of Los Angeles, and that's the return of the Maybach name to Mercedes-Benz. They now have the Mercedes Maybach S600. This is a brand, of course, was kind of an uber expensive brand that Mercedes played with for a number of years and then decided to let go of it, and now they've kind of combined it with the main brand, Mercedes.
Yeah, Mercedes has done a couple of interesting things lately. They've realigned their naming structure, nomenclature structure, if you will. So we're going to see a whole bunch of their very confusing models renamed. For example, the very popular ML or M-Class SUV will now pick up a new name. If I remember correctly, it'll be called the GLE. So some of the biggest changes are going to be occurring in the and the coupe segment. So, for example, the SLK becomes the SLC. Now, the next level on that is that we have now seen a separate name for all the AMG models. They'll now be called Mercedes AMG at Benz. Mm-hmm. And then they're launching this new S600, which will be the return of the Maybach, as you mentioned. A huge vehicle. What is it, about 8 or 9 inches longer? And all of that goes to the interior compared to the standard S-Class. A lot more features. And I'm hearing that some versions of it, because almost everything will be customized, could go for $1 million or more.
Wow, amazing. Speaking of Mercedes, a story just happening in the last few days, a reported shooting brake version of their very popular CLA sedan. That looks like a very interesting offering.
Yeah, we have it up on the site right now so people can find some images of the CLA shooting brake on thedetroitbureau.com. I'd love to get some comments from people if they would go to the site and leave us some comments or call in now. It is a coupe-like wagon, if you will. It gives you more headroom and a heck of a lot more storage space than the standard CLA. It is a lovely vehicle, and here's the question, Bob. Will they bring it to the United States?
I hope so. I like it, Paul. I think it's very, very well done. It'd be interesting to get some reaction from listeners. 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Log on to thedetroitbureau.com and take a look at these great spy shots that Paul has got up there. A couple of other quick ones from L.A. Honda diving deeper into the small Ute territory with the HRV as the former sport utilities that were small. The CRV has become a much larger vehicle, so it's kind of opened up a new space for this smaller variant called the HRV.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have seen the market for compact and subcompact SUVs, or crossovers if you prefer, exploding worldwide. It's one of the interesting things because, you know, for years American buyers had a very unique taste, very different from what you saw, in Europe and Asia. And increasingly, we're finding, especially with young people, they're going for very global type of products. And so we're going to see the new Trax from Chevrolet, and we're going to be seeing the HRV, which, as you said, will slot in under the familiar CRV here in the United States. And by the way, there's another example of total confusion in naming. CRV is larger than HRV, and so on and so forth. I wonder if Honda is going to have to try to figure out what they're doing in a couple of years, because then you have the Pilot. There's no particular logic to the naming structure over at Honda anymore.
It's getting quite confusing. There's no question about it. Another interesting move, and I think it's a good one, and this was from the folks at Jaguar, adding in the R rendition of the F, a standard all-wheel drive for 2016. Get that power to all four wheels and also open up some areas of the country where you could make this a daily driver year-round.
Oh, I know. It's so nice. I know several people here in Detroit now that snow is coming down who are very happy because they've been considering the idea of getting an F-Type, and the only problem would be just to make sure that they could keep it on the road on nights like last night when even the 2015 F-150 I was driving was having trouble staying on what was just ice-slicked roads.
Yeah.
This is a good move for Jaguar. And you recall that they only recently started adding all-wheel drive to other models like the big XJ. But what I really like is the combination, having both all-wheel
Absolutely.
Drive available and having a stick shift available for
you
that.
You got it.
That
Hold that thought, Paul. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
coming at you live on this holiday weekend on great radio stations like AM 800, the information station CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Paul Eisenstein is with us, noted automotive journalist, esteemed automotive journalist, expert, and the man behind the DetroitBureau.com. Before we talk about some of the cool stories making headlines in the past 24 hours, 48 hours or so, Paul, let's remind folks about all the cool stuff that they can get for free at the Detroit Bureau.
Bob, yes, you can get everything on the site for free. We cover everything from news and reviews to features. We'll give you tips on how to buy and sell. We'll also keep you informed on the latest safety news, including all the latest unfortunate news on things like the Takata airbag recalls. You can go to the site, read everything that's up there for free. You can also subscribe to our newsletters, get a story every time we post a new story, get an alert every time, every day or every week or even every month. And, of course, we also have RSS and Twitter feeds as well.
Excellent. You're the king of the segue. Let's talk about Takata and the airbag story. It's a big one.
Yeah, this is an interesting piece for the few folks out there who aren't familiar with what's happening. Takata is one of the largest producers in the world of airbags and other safety gear. Now, Takata's had a lot of problems over recent years. They had a big problem with seatbelts a decade or so ago. They've had a whole bunch of issues that got a few of their executives in jail. And now the big scandal involves airbags that they produced at a couple of plants in North America more than a decade ago. Unfortunately, they were used extensively in a wide range of products, particularly Hondas. Virtually every Honda product of that era had these Takata airbags, which, it turns out, may inadvertently explode rather than just filling up properly when there is a collision. And that can send shrapnel, pieces of metal and other debris, into the passenger compartment. I believe the death toll now in the United States is up to about 5. There's been quite a few injuries. The federal government ordered a regional recall of Takata airbag-equipped vehicles, these particular defective airbags, about, 6 weeks ago or so, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
And they are now recognizing something we, by the way, covered on the DetroitBureau.com and hammered home, that just because the problem seems to be worse in high humidity areas like southern Florida or maybe the bayous of Louisiana, that doesn't mean that the problem isn't occurring in other parts of the United States. So the feds now want this recall to go national, and that could take what was about 7.8 million vehicles and turn it into 20. Some are estimating as many as 30 million vehicles affected by this recall nationally.
Remarkable. Definitely a story we got to continue to monitor at the DetroitBureau.com. Another interesting story, certainly looking back at 2014 as we get into the final month of December. Lots of good sales happening over this Black Friday and holiday weekend for the automakers. And taking a look at two automakers in particular, Kia and Hyundai, are going to hit a record number this year, 8 million. But I understand that everything isn't exactly super rosy there at Hyundai Kia.
Yeah, this is really odd, isn't it? This company just continues to deliver more and more sales worldwide, but the profits are slipping. Part of that just happens to be one of the flukes of the operating in a global environment. The Korean won has gained strength, but oddly enough, when your currency grows, you wind up making less profits. We're not going to get into that here. I think we'll leave that to Wharton Business School Radio over on the satellite channels. But the fact is, we're going to see a record level of volume from the Hyundai Kia folks this year, 8 million, which is, you know, closing in on some of the real leaders, but still a ways away from the 10 million that Toyota is expected to sell this year. VW close behind and GM close behind it. But no question, Hyundai and Kia as a collective are challenging even the established leaders of the industry.
Lexus is also celebrating a big year, 25 years here in North America, in the U.S., and I understand that they're closing in on perhaps 300,000 sales for 2014.
Yeah, they have done very well. You may recall.
Did we lose Paul? That is the question. Is Paul still with us? We shall check on that. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a question for Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, we would love to hear from you, or you can email me up. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We're talking about everything from the L.A. Auto Show to this spy shot that Paul's got up at the DetroitBureau.com. Very cool, upcoming, perhaps, Mercedes-Benz vehicle bound for the U.S., definitely bound for Europe. It's called the CLA Shooting Brake. CLA is the sexy four-door coupe-ish sedan right now for Mercedes-Benz, starting at a little under $29,000, also available in AMG form. But take a look at this spy shot and give us some feedback. Paul is back with us and telling us about the anniversary of Lexus for 2014 and closing on a big sales number.
Yeah, sorry about that, Bob. I don't know which end of this line dropped it. But anyway, we're looking at Lexus hitting 300,000 mark here in the United States and regaining the lead in the luxury car market, which they held for a good decade or so here in the U.S. So this is a pretty important year for them, and don't expect them to ride on their laurels, rest on their laurels. I expect that they're going to be pushing even harder to try to stay ahead of Mercedes and BMW in the years to come. It'll be important for them because they have a lot of new products coming as well. Nowhere near the flood, this blitz that we're getting from Germany, but I think the Lexus folks have recognized they have got to expand their lineup. We're seeing the new NX in the compact luxury segment. We have the RC, we have the RCF Sport, and a lot of other products coming. So expect to have, if anything, an even tougher battle for dominance in the luxury market over the next few years.
We're getting some positive feedback on the shooting brake concept on Paul's site, thedetroitbureau.com. Cast your vote, email us, or give us a call. We got a call from JC in Texas who heard that you are driving right now the 2015 Ford F-150, the aluminum intensive vehicle, and JC is in the market for a new pickup truck in Texas and is curious about your early thoughts on the new F-Series.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am extremely impressed with it. One of the things that matters most with the weight reduction is the total balance of the vehicle transforms. You know, most of that weight has come out of the upper part of the body, the vehicle, the body. And so one of the things that you haven't heard much in the discussion about this new truck, it's mostly focused on the durability and reliability of the body and fuel economy. But the change in the center of gravity, lowering that, means that this vehicle has a much more planted feel. I am very impressed with just simply taking it out on a windy road and feeling how solidly planted the new F-150 is.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to drive that vehicle. Paul, I know you've got some commitments, so we will get you back with us real soon. In the meantime, everybody, check out the DetroitBureau.com, and we wish you and your lovely bride a very happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Thanks, Bob, and the same to you and your family and to all of the listeners. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Paul. Straight ahead, more of Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more. I'm Bob Long.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. I saw Jay Leno at the SEMA show in Las Vegas in November. He's looking kind of tired. I think he's doing an awful lot of stand-up these days. But nevertheless, he was there at one of the most important car events of the year for the media and the aftermarket, people within the industry. And we have more interviews that were recorded at that show that we're going to be playing in the weeks to come here on Auto World. But right now, we welcome a gentleman who's a race car driver, a team owner, and a diesel pioneer. It's my pleasure to welcome Greg Hoag back to Auto World. Greg, how you doing?
Bob, doing a great time after Thanksgiving. It's been an interesting week. I finally retired from the fire department this last week.
And, oh, congratulations.
Full time this year.
Well, fantastic. How many years were you in the fire?
27 years. I made
wow.
the rank of lieutenant, and it's I've done a lot of racing. Well, I had a lot of friends at the fire department work stand-in, work time for me so I could be off racing, and now I'm going to be able to do it full-time.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for all your great service as a firefighter for 27 years. That alone in itself is a huge accomplishment. And speaking of accomplishments, you have had quite a career, both as a race car driver, as a diesel pioneer, as a team owner, and now you've got all this time to look ahead here, devoting full time now to racing. What are some of your plans for looking ahead to 2015? What are some of the things that you're going to be doing now that you have this extra time available?
We're going to be racing our GM Performance Clean Diesel Dragster in Top Dragster in NHRA and IHRA, and of course the NADM, the National Association of Diesel Motorsports. We race that. We're going to probably run about 25 races. You had Valerie Thompson on here, the BMW motorcycle racer, and she's going to be driving for me part of the time. It's kind of interesting standing on the starting line watching a car go down the racetrack. So it's a little different for me, but I'm enjoying it. She's a really good driver, and we both share a lot of the same love for the sport. We're going to continue in land speed with Rick Yakuza's Nebulous Theorem, maybe in the 2015 season, and it might wind up being the 2016 for the Chevy Cruze motors we're building for Bonneville. He's still looking for that 400 mile per hour on gasoline. Nobody's ever done that yet. And as soon as he gets that, then we're going to go to the smaller diesel engines. He likes to rack up records. He's got a lot of them. We're pushing our clean energy, clean diesel, platform with the car. We're using synthetic diesel that's made from clean natural gas. And it's a great fuel. It's real clean. It's extremely packed with a lot more energy than regular diesel fuel. And it's kind of the wave of the future. When I was out at Gale Banks, Gale has a saying that the future energy needs of America are here, and it's called turbo diesel. You really don't need the hybrids as much as you need a turbocharged diesel engine, and a lot of cars are coming out with it. Chevy is. Ford has got the Diesel Focus coming to America soon. Dodge has diesel platform. Jeep has diesel platform. They now have diesel engines for the half-ton pickups.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a lot of diesels over the next year and a half.
So true.
Diesels are going to become more of the mainstream of the American driver.
Yeah, and of course, diesels have dominated a lot of European vehicle sales for a long, long time. Lots of Americans, unfortunately, still have bad memories of some ill-planned diesel engines that were built in the 1970s and 80s. GM basically tried to convert gasoline engines into diesel engines, and they were a total failure. But these modern engines, like you say, Greg, these eco diesel engines, they're remarkable in not only the fuel economy that they can achieve, but also in their drivability. Lots of power, lots of torque, no smoke, none of the chatter. It's a whole new ball game.
I tell you what, I've raced the VW Beetle with a land speed, raced it with the diesel, and now we're playing with the Chevy Cruze. The Chevy Cruze in stock form has plenty of low-end gut-wrenching torque. It moves along. It gets upwards of 45 to 50 miles per gallon, depending on how it's driven. You've got a lot of people out there now, instead of racing like we do, they work on fuel economy. They have forums where they brag about how much fuel they get from a tank of fuel. It's fun to watch these people really try to stretch a gallon of diesel. And the Chevy Cruze is right up there with the best of them as far as being able to stretch a fuel. And, of course, with our energy needs going, the price going down because Americans are drilling for it finally, and we've got natural gas abundance, I see that everything's looking bright for the automotive world. Now I think the next step they're going to start taking is performance diesel in performance cars. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but it'd sure be nice to see a diesel in a Corvette that made about 500 horsepower and got 50 miles per gallon.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you have to applaud Audi and what they've done on the racetrack as well as within their portfolio of vehicles in Europe. They're all the models are offered in diesel form here in the U.S. We're going to see more in the not-too-distant future, but certainly on the racetrack, Audi has made quite a statement by winning a lot of prestigious races with diesel-powered race cars.
Yes, they have. The Audi Le Mans entries, a lot of it they did by just sheer fuel economy and reliability of the engine. The engines, when they turn a lot lower RPM, they have a lot less tendency to break. The diesel engine, the modern diesel engines require about the same maintenance as a gasoline engine, and they go 200,000 to 300,000 miles, and I think that's a big plus for the diesels. The Volkswagen has the Touareg, or had the Touareg. They don't have it anymore with a V10 5-liter diesel engine. It was just phenomenal. I drove it down to the Texas Mile. We broke our little entry down there, and Jess Hewitt of Send Diesel had his personal Touareg down there, and we just said, well, we've got an entry, let's run it down the track. And this thing went 128 miles an hour in
wow.
a mile for a stone stock Volkswagen Touareg SUV that it's pretty amazing. The faster you went, the lower to the ground it got. And there's a lot of neat tricks to the foreign cars, but I think a lot of them are coming into America now, with Chevy and with Ford and with Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see a lot more of this. I love the Dodge commercials imported from Detroit.
That's true. Great tagline. Absolutely, Greg. I couldn't agree with you more. And I also am a big champion of the American brands. And certainly, they've got some wonderful offerings out there for 2014, 2015, and only much more to come. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question about diesel racing, diesel power, we have diesel pioneer Greg Hoag with us. Or if you prefer the email route, you can email me up, bob@boblongradio.com. Greg, you mentioned the Texas Mile. This is an event I know you've encouraged me to come. I hopefully one of these years I'm going to get out there. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Texas Mile, this is a wonderful event that happens, I believe, a couple of times a year. Tell us more about the Texas Mile.
Well, they have the Texas Mile goes on twice a year, and then they have the Houston Mile, which is put on basically by the same people. The last couple of times we've been down there in Corvettes, and we've been down there in a Cadillac CTS-V. A gentleman came to me last year and asked me to introduce. He was 75 years old. Asked me to introduce him to the sport of land speed racing. So we got his car ready with seat belts and stuff like that. And we took a Cadillac CTS-V, 4-door car, and nothing more than a set of headers, a tune-up, and went 170 miles an hour. In a standing mile. And when we got down there, Sewell Cadillac had a hospitality tent, and there were 27 CTSVs down there between
wow.
from the wagon to the coupe, all competing.
Oh, that's great. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the Texas Mile, the Cadillac CTS-V, and we've now got the ATS-Vs upcoming for 2015-2016. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
Thank you so much for joining us here today. I almost forgot about this one. There are lots of rock and roll gearheads, and one gentleman that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting and didn't realize he was such a car guy is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Neil Young, and he has written a brand new book. It's called Special Deluxe, A Memoir of Life and Cars, and we're going to give away 25 copies of that book, and all you have to do is send me an email very quickly. The first 25 people, bob@boblongradio.com, and we're going to send you out this great book from Neil Young, Special Deluxe, A Memoir of Life and Cars. You know that song that Neil Young has, Long May You Run? I know they used it at the end of Conan O'Brien's tenure on The Tonight Show. And you think it's about a person, it's actually about a car. And that's a little secret story about Neil Young. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. We've got Greg Hogue, Diesel Pioneer team owner, now full-time racer as he retired from his firefighter duties after 27 years. He's telling us about his time down at the Texas Mile and the presence of the Cadillac CTS-Vs with their LS9 V8 power plant. And now, we just talked about it in the previous half hour, Cadillac's going to have a six-cylinder twin-turbo version of their smaller vehicle, the ATS-V, which will be upcoming for 2015. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see some of those down at the Texas Mile as well.
Yes, they're up and coming. The man that does my cylinder heads, Chris Frank at Frankenstein Racing Heads, is actually doing the design work for Cadillac. They've really got into looking at the flow numbers on their cylinder heads for the CTS and the ATS, and then there's also a four-cylinder turbocharged version that's coming. And I've got to see some of the cylinder heads for these, and it's pretty fantastic what Cadillac's going to engineer a car that goes head-to-head with Mercedes. I love the fact that an American-made car can outrun, outgun, outhandle, and outfuel economy a Mercedes, and it's made right here in America. I'm kind of a proponent of American-made, and that's kind of why I like that Dodge commercial of imported from Detroit. But the Texas Mile, you see everything down there from the Cadillacs to the Corvettes, the Camaros. For a while there, the Lamborghini were the fastest thing down there at 250, 260 miles an hour, and now the tuners have come out to try to take the banner back to the American car, and some of the fastest cars down there, the fastest one right now is Hennessy's Ford GT.
Oh, wow.
And it's got an interesting license plate on it, which we can't talk about on the radio, but it has something to say about Enzo. And if everybody knows the history of the Ford GT, or it used to be called the GT40 because it was 40 inches tall, Ford built this car, went to Le Mans, and dominated the Ferraris in their own class, in their own backyard, at the same time that Shelby was taking the Cobra over there and doing the same thing. So American-made ingenuity really works pretty good. The Texas Mile, anybody that's never been there, it's in Beeville, Texas, and I'd invite you to come. They have an event in March, and they have an event later in the year. I think it's in August or September, and it's at a retired runway, and it's a one-mile wide-open event where they measure the speed at the top of the track, and they have 250 entries, and usually the entries are finished by in 15 minutes.
I can imagine. It's become so popular.
By the way, if you want to see a lot of this stuff, I actually have a Twitter now. I'm getting into the modern age. It's at Comp461. I'm learning the modern part of Twitter. And, of course, I also have a Comp461 on Facebook, which has all of my different race programs from Project X, which I guess that's the first one we ever talked about. We took a three-quarter ton Dodge four-door diesel truck and traveled all over and went to Hot Rod Drag Week with David Kennedy, who went from Diesel Power, who is now the editor-in-chief of Hot Rod Magazine.
What a great story that was, Project X. And remind our listeners about the fact that you guys actually not only took this vehicle to the racetrack, you drove it across country to the racetrack.
We drove. And the announcer wore us out for 3 days, and like Don Perdome, who I got to eat lunch with at the airport on the way home, said, he said, they may not remember who won Fuel, Funny Car, or Pro Stock this weekend, but we'll remember that Dodge gray diesel truck that came to run Super Street and drove 782 miles, drove in the gate, and we raced the class, and it's the only time anyone's ever done that. And recently we've been running our dragster at a lot of NHRA national events, and we're slowly but surely getting it to go faster and faster. It makes 1,400 horsepower, and it's got, we're having to adapt that amount of power and that amount of torque to the stuff that I'm normally used to in drag racing, and we expect to be pretty fast and pretty clean this coming out this next year. We've had a lot of little programs with the diesel stuff, and we've had a lot of fun with the diesel. Diesel's pretty innovative where you can kind of have your cake and eat, too. You can get a little Chevy Cruze and bump it up to about 220 to 240 horse with the EFI Live tuning and have a great time with a good little fast car and still get your fuel economy at the same time. Same thing with the trucks. The trucks can get great fuel economy and have plenty of power and plenty of torque, and that's the beauty of a diesel engine. They make a lot of low-end torque, and that's what you feel when you step on the accelerator.
That's what Americans love. There's no question about it. And as you said a little bit earlier, we really got to applaud the Dodge and Jeep folks for making the diesel power plants available. And certainly in the Ram pickup truck lineup, you've got that wonderful EcoDiesel V6 power plant, which puts out some really decent V8-like numbers in the torque area and yet delivers close to 30 miles per gallon. I know the Ford folks are stealing a lot of thunder with their new aluminum-bodied F-150 for 2015, but still, there have been a number of green awards given out to this V6 Eco Boost engine, this not EcoBoost, that's Ford's technology, this very eco-driven V6 from Ram continues to win accolades.
That little motor is a Cummins motor. I think you're going to see a lot of performance stuff around it too, but the little Cummins motor in the half-ton pickup, when you can get 30 miles per gallon and have it act like a larger V8, I think it's going to bring the fuel economy and the performance around where the American, general American public will really embrace diesels even more than they already do. They embrace them in the truck and the small cars. When they start embracing them in the smaller trucks and the larger cars, I just think you're going to see the big three in America do the same thing, because a high percentage of the vehicles in Europe are diesel powered. Most of the Mercedes over there, most of the BMWs, most of the cars. The Chevy Cruze motor's been in Europe for some time in their version, the General Motors version of that car. So it's not a totally new motor. It's got all the bugs worked out of it. It's a great little car. I know I push it, but I really enjoy the little car. It's got a lot of performance, got a lot of fuel economy, and the motor's got a lot of potential to make power. We're hoping to make 400 horsepower out of a 2-liter engine for a Bob.
Absolutely remarkable when you stop and think about that. 2 liters and 400 horsepower. Another place that you've been that I've never been to and is on my personal list of places that I would love to see at least once in my lifetime, and that's Bonneville, which is, for all that I know have gone, it's like once you go, once that salt is in your blood, you come back each and every year. What's that like out there? What's the experience
Bonneville
like?
Bonneville is, I've never got to go down the track, but Bonneville is a hallowed place. I've been involved with a few teams that helped them develop stuff for out there, and once you get salt fever, it just, you don't understand it till you step foot on the salt. That salt, they've been racing for many, many years out there, and a lot of the records are still standing. If you look at, like, the world's fastest Indian, about the guy from Australia, or actually he was from New Zealand. He would definitely tell you he wasn't from Australia, Burt Munro.
Yep.
This guy lived this. My good friend Gail Banks knew him, and Gail said he was the real deal, that's all he wanted was to go down the track and work. And some of these races only come once a year. Of course, El Mirage, they've got them quite a bit out there. But Bonneville, you know, some of the racers only get a chance once a year to mm-hmm. go down the track. And they work all year long. It's a very dedicated people. The Bonneville group is some of the most innovative people I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving weekend, and no doubt we'll get you back with us real soon. Everybody check out Comp461, Greg's fan page on Facebook as well as on Twitter. Greg Hoag, Diesel Pioneer, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. On the road again.
I'm on. This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.